We're recording.
Recording, everyone. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
We're two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we survived, y'all.
We made it.
We made it through.
I never thought we would get here.
I thought this season would drag on for the rest of our lives.
For the rest of eternity.
Eternity. Oh, my God. What a feat. Me and you and all of Bachelor Nation. Just honestly, like, I literally tweeted we survived and just getting crazy likes. Because that's how I feel. I feel like we all went through this knowing that the season was trash.
Yep.
We've known it has been trash since episode 2. And we've just stuck through it because we have no choice but to watch this mess.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, we had the finality, the finale, my friends. Finally. I have a lot of initial thoughts, as I told you, for the first time.
So do you want me to go first and then you?
Yes, go right ahead. What are your initial thoughts?
All right. So I just want to say a good thank you to Barbara Weber, because now Rachel Lindsay is not the only one who got that same treatment on After the Final Rose, where they did a zoom in on her pores on her face. While she was watching every breakup, every moment, I felt like Barbara was sitting with me. She was on camera so much.
That camera never left her face.
Never.
Never. Caught everything. Yep. Even an eye roll.
Yep.
Which I know was very unfortunate for her.
Eye roll, her talking to her husband, her coughing, all that. Everything.
Everything.
So thank you to Barbara for that. And honestly, this is the level of drama that I've been waiting for this whole season. Like, this.
Yes.
I was sitting there like, I just moved, guys. I just moved. So there's like a lot of stress going on. I couldn't find my contacts this morning for like an hour. It was like, there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot going on in my life. This took me right out of my life. I was totally in. I wasn't thinking about nothing else but this show. I wasn't trying to do nothing else while watching. I was in this show, and this is what keeps me. It was good stuff. And then shout out, lastly, shout out to Ashley Spivey, per usual, and Natasha Scott.
Shout out to Ashley.
For consistently reminding us that this man broke up with a girl specifically to go on The Bachelorette.
He what?
Remember? He had a girlfriend when he tried out for The Bachelorette.
Oh, shit. No. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Lest I forget. Yep. Yes. Peter had a whole entire girlfriend before going on Hannah's season. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So this mess and you being exposed for your mess and how you do messy things and you move messily is what you get. This is what you get, sir. America looking at you crazy. Okay?
Crazy. Yeah,
I am so excited for the people cover tomorrow. Who's it going to be? Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Barbara?
It's going to be Barbara. Barbara's definitely going to have a little, even a little inlet, you know, a little picture within a picture. Her face going to be right there. Yup. Oh, God.
Yep, yep. And those are my thoughts. What about you? I'm excited to hear yours. What do you think?
My thoughts. I got a lot of thoughts from Miss Barbara. Peter's mom turning out to be this blood-sucking vampire is one of the biggest shocks and disappointments of the season.
Oh, yeah.
I have literally said that this woman, I feel like I want her to be my mother.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally said that
in
past scenes because she just seemed like the most lovely, loving mother. And what an awful person. I feel some type of way about this.
Yeah.
Mothers are supposed to offer their children unconditional love and support.
Yes.
I'm not a mother.
Right.
But I can only imagine it's very hard to watch your children, like, make mistakes, make questionable decisions, but you just have to be there, support them, you know, be there when shit hits the fan, because that's what you do as a mother. You're there in the wings regardless for them, unconditionally. Right. As a parent, particularly when your kids are grown and therefore they are the architects of their own lives mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. You really have to like pick and choose when to step in to try and save them mm-hmm. and when to just let them live their own lives because they're an adult.
Right. Yes.
Barb, this was not the moment to mm-hmm. try and step in and save Peter.
No. Nope.
This was not it. Mm-mm. Had Peter been physically abused by Madison or had been manipulated or mm-hmm. was being emotionally abused or being taken advantage of, that's okay. You step in, you speak up, you say, son, she ain't it.
Right, yes.
You've got to end this. This is not healthy. I'm not a fan of Madison. Like, let's end this.
Right.
But Barb has now stepped in before Madison and Peter's relationship has even truly began.
Started,
And has literally, like, put a hex on their relationship mm-hmm. and has condemned them to doom and gloom mm-hmm. by literally telling them on television that their relationship is going to fail. Yep. Like, she literally said the words failure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is just cruel and evil. And the fact that she actually did that on national television mm-hmm. is really, really sad.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for Peter in particular, and I don't have a lot of feelings for him at all, but I felt very bad for him in that moment.
Me too.
And then Madison, of course.
Oh my God.
Who's done nothing wrong.
Nope.
But is getting lamb blasted by this mom. Mm-hmm. Now, your son is a grown-ass man. Mm. You have no choice but to sit in the cut and just watch his life play out.
Right.
Period. You get up there, you say, I just want my son to be happy. Mm-hmm. I support him in his decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yep.
Like, period, point blank.
Yep.
This is not life or death where you have to step in and save Peter from a burning building. Mm-mm. Like, granted, him and Maddie have a lot of differences.
Yeah.
It's going to be rocky. They have a lot of differences in faith, thoughts on sex, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Madison is like this church-going Christian foster care recruiter. Your son did not leave Hannah Ann for fucking Cardi B.
Right.
It's Madison, relax.
Right. Like, yes.
The way she was acting, it was like, my God.
Yeah.
She just continued to put up a fight, even at the mm-hmm. expense of seeing how happy her son was.
Yep.
And how excited he was for this new relationship. Granted, mm-hmm. you loved Hannah Ann, but you ain't Peter. You're not about to marry Hannah
Ann. Right, right. Which is how she acted.
So... Which is how she acted.
Like, where's my daughter? She was like, what?
Yeah. Mm. Like, why are you step so deeply into Peter's shoes that you can't get back into mom mode?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you mm-hmm. still so deeply invested in Hannah Ann? You need to move on from that.
Yeah.
Like, shit was nuts. And mm-hmm. then Barb... She's like one of those moms who's like obsessed with her son.
Obsessed.
Like she's obsessed. She mm-hmm. thinks he's God's gift.
Yep.
He can't do any wrong.
Exactly.
She's raised him. She loves him. She does everything for him.
Yeah.
It makes sense now why he's so damn indecisive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like he's always had his mom yapping in his ear mm-hmm. and telling him he's the greatest thing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he goes on The Bachelor, this is like the first time he's on his own mm-hmm. making actual decisions and shit. He don't know what to do.
It
and
explains
here we have this ending.
Whatever it was. It was a week 4 when literally all 18 of them were like, we hate you. And he was like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Everybody doing good?
Totally like a complete disconnect between what was actually happening in reality and with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I think he has that mother who's always kind of like, Rosie, you're doing great, mm-hmm. son. You're wonderful. You can't do no wrong. Mm-hmm. And then... now we have this, and mm-hmm. she still can't let up and still is in his ear yapping, mm-hmm. yet it's not just his ear. You're now on national television yapping
right.
and looking crazy.
And it's not actually Peter can't do no wrong. It's actually her. This
right.
is really
she can't do no wrong.
Narcissism, because really it's the baby she raised that can't do no wrong.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing here, because, whew.
Yeah.
She was something.
Golly.
She was something.
That was, I mean, shout out to Barb because she really pulled
shout
in.
Shout out to Barb. She pulled in the drama in the final hour. Literally, the
she
last
really
hour.
Did.
The 9 p.m.
The last hour. You had to watch the last hour to get all of this. She really did because
mm-hmm.
otherwise it would have been... it would have been another. They kind of make it seem like, oh, this has never happened before. This has happened with Ari
two
Ari
years ago.
Dumped Becca. this literally happened 2 years ago. Jason Mesnick, like, we've seen this formula play out already. But Barb had to add in that extra juice, that extra drama. And God damn.
And Barbara, sign up for Real Housewives of OC.
For real.
Sign up.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.